Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is a quick update on the situation in Turkey. I've had some feedback from viewers recently that they don't have time to watch the full episodes that I've been posting, and could I post some shorter material? So I'm trialling something out. I want to just do an experiment to see whether or not there is appetite for shorter videos talking about topics in brief rather than going into a deep dive that I normally do in most of my videos. So in today's video, I just want to run through the situation with regards to the Turkish lira. I recently posted a video whereby I was talking about the deterioration in the value of the lira that we've seen over 2022. We all know that the Turkish lira fell 44% in 2021. It was an absolute disastrous year for Turkey. And then it stabilized at around about 13.5 lira to one US dollar at the start of 2022. And everybody assumed that that was because Turkey had got itself back onto an even keel and therefore everything had leveled off. But actually, what we believe has been happening is that the Turkish Central Bank has been buying in the international markets to support the value of the lira, to basically keep it at around that level. And over the last couple of weeks, we have seen a significant move in the lira value. And today, we've seen it breach the 16 lira to $1 level. So it's gone significantly south. Since the start of 2022, the value of the lira has now fallen by 8%. And that's a significant move. It's one of the worst performing currencies in the world at the moment. And of course, this is a major problem for Turkey because it is a net importer. It's having to buy in energy, so it's buying in oil and gas, and it's also buying in food. So everything that it buys in is becoming more expensive because the value of its currency is falling. That's separate from the fact that the price of all of these commodity items are rising dramatically because of the war in Ukraine. So there's a lot of pressure being applied on the Turkish economy. And in order to make all of those purchases in the international markets, it needs foreign currency. And the foreign currency reserves are now getting dangerously low in Turkey. It's estimated that Turkey have spent $7.7 billion in the first 20 days of May, and that its reserves are now down to less than $10 billion when you take into account the currency swaps that the country has in place. So Turkey is rapidly running out of foreign currency at a time when all of the essential purchases that it needs to make are increasing in price in the international markets. Oil, gas, wheat, and a variety of other commodities are all rising in price. So there is a real crunch coming for Turkey sometime very soon. So Turkey urgently needs to find some more cash, and particularly foreign currency. And it refuses to go to the IMF or any of the other agencies for some form of bailout. So the most likely option, really the only choice that Turkey has right now, is to issue more sukuk bonds to some of the friendly nations, maybe the UAE or somebody else. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We've got rampant inflation at the moment. The last official figure that we had from Turkey was 70% inflation. That's not sustainable. You can't have prices rising 70% and expect your population to be able to afford basic items. And it's reported that food inflation was touching nearer to 100%. So these are things that are very basic commodities. And we've seen in other countries, when people start running out of food, when they can no longer afford to buy enough food to put on the table for their families, that's when you get protests, and that's when sometimes those protests turn violent. And not forgetting that there is an election coming up next year in Turkey. So President Erdogan wants to stay popular. He wants to win that election. So he needs to keep everybody on board. But in order to do that, he needs to buy in all of these essential items. And it's a big problem when the value of your currency is falling like a stone. And it will be interesting to see whether or not the Turkish Central Bank can afford to keep supporting the value of the lira. Because if they've run out of currency and they can't support the value, then that means that the value will tumble further. We may see it moving towards 20 lira to $1 at some point over the next week or two. And if that happens, that will increase the prices even more for food and fuel in the country, and it becomes a really vicious circle. So we've got major problems happening right now in Turkey. I wanted to post this video because the movement in the currency is a live issue, so I thought it was worth updating you on that, and I will keep you posted on any further news and developments as and when they happen. So if you've liked this new shorter form video, please let me know in the comments. I'm still intending to make the longer deep dive video, so don't worry about that. But I thought it was worth posting this to see whether or not there's any appetite for me posting news and events as and when they happen in a much shorter format. So thanks for watching. Don't forget to give me a thumbs up. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so.